Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 29th of May. It's a Sunday, just coming up to 2 o'clock, and this is my audio boo. Yes, a bit tired today. The neighbour's party didn't stop until midnight last night, which I suppose was fairly responsible for them to stop at midnight, so I can't complain too much, although it's very, very loud, and as I said, lots of shouting, which is more frustrating than the actual music itself. Yes, it did finally stop, but if ever there was a night when I really needed an early night, that was it. So yeah, not a very happy bunny. Fortunately the kids slept in a little bit, and they played fairly quietly in the spare room and until I woke up, so it wasn't quite as bad as it could have been. And big news is Acrobat is back home. He's home safe and sound from Chicago. He got in around about midday. Sorry, just interrupting. I have a nest in our guttering just by the bedroom window, and I've just seen, I think, the mother bird come out. Very, very exciting. Yeah, cool. I'm hoping to see the chicks at some point. I can hear them in the morning squeaking away, but I haven't actually seen them yet. I think there's some kind of sparrow. But yes, sorry. Anyway, what was I saying? Acrobat is back home. Came back from Chicago, perfectly safe. And he has brought back 3 packets of goldfish crackers. I love goldfish crackers. They are my favourite snack ever. And unfortunately, you can't get them in the UK. So whenever anyone I know is coming to visit over from the States, I beg them for goldfish crackers. I don't know what they put in those things, but by God, they're addictive. Must be something in them which makes them irresistible. Anyway, and he's also brought back some Oreos for the kids. I've no idea what they're like, actually. I hear lots of good things about Oreos. I might give one a try. He has in the past brought back American chocolate, and I'm really sorry for the Americans that listen, but honestly, I cannot stand Hershey's. I don't know how you consider that chocolate, but I think I'll stick to Cadbury and Hotel Chocolat all the same. Haven't got any other news really. Having quite a lazy Sunday. I say lazy, I've just cleared out my youngest son's shorts drawer, because I realised that all his shorts I look really small, so I looked at the labels and they're like age 3 to 4. Now, given he was 7 in May, I'm thinking, yes, probably it's time to get him some new shorts. So I've just got rid of them or binned most of them, because most of them were hand-me-downs and they were looking rather worse for wear, so I don't think a charity shop would be that interested. And ordered some new shorts from M&S. Hopefully, I've paid for nominated delivery, so we'll get them before we go away camping next weekend. If the weather's good enough to actually wear shorts, but then he is quite a hardy little chap, so fingers crossed. And the other thing is, we have ants. That was another nice thing to come down this morning. I'm really tired. Is to find loads of ants swarming in the kitchen by the kitchen bin. A bit disappointed. In our old house, we used to get loads of ants as well. Had kind of hoped that when we moved, we wouldn't have that to worry about anymore, but clearly this house gets them as well. Not totally surprised, because the entire estate seems to be on one big ant's nest. So, yes, I've got the Die, You Bastards, Die spray out of the cupboard. Otherwise known as ant stop, and sprayed all around, and we're just waiting for it to dry before the kids can wander around by that door again. So yes, I'm getting very good at eradicating ants now. But yes, I've got 10 seconds left. I'm going to go now. I hope you're all having a good bank holiday weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.